Welcome to Conversations with Toy, a blogcast tackling life one episode at a time. This is the time to air out life's craziest moments. This space is all about speaking about life's hang-ups and ways in which we can leave better than when we started. Topics are all about ways we can find space to be better in life, love, mental space, and health.
Now, wait a minute. Today is clearly not a Friday, but it is a special edition of Conversations with Toy. And why are we here today, even though we are on a break? It's because today, 4 years ago, I did my very, very first episode of Getting to Know Me, which was my debut, premiere of Conversations with Toy. Now, first of all, let's get into the welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Conversations with Toy. If this is your first time, I truly believe that nothing happens by accident. If you stumbled upon this podcast, there was a reason for you to be here, and I am super glad to have you. Please make yourself at home and make sure that you understand that there are so many different episodes for you to listen to, from everything from mental health, wellness, marriage, dating, all the things. There are a lot of articles or a lot of conversations that we've had, and I'm glad that you're here. I am Toy of the Conversations with Toy podcaster. I'm also a content creator, freelance writer, blogger. I have a lot of different titles. Also, the ones that aren't always seen is that I am married and I am a mom of three beautiful children. Now, with all that being said and done, 4 years ago to the day, I decided to embark on the journey of using my voice in a way that I would hope was encouraging someone through various topics. We've had different people that have come, different speakers, podcaster guests, who really have brought such light to the show, who have brought so much energy to the show, and have made me learn a lot, and especially when it comes to self-care and mental health. One of the reasons why I've thought and wanted to use my voice was as a writer, as a blogger, because I've been blogging now for 10 years and now this podcast for 4. One of the things that I realized is that not everybody's going to read. Now, I'm not telling you not to read. I do want you to read the blog, but there are people who just like to listen. And I am one of those people too. Like, I read other blogs and I support other bloggers as well. But when it comes to listening to podcasts, I listen to podcasts almost all day long. When I am working, I listen to podcasts. There are certain podcasts that are my go-tos that I go to almost religiously every week. When they have a new episode, I'm there to support it. Why? Because they add value to my life. They make me think. They make me laugh. They make me see the world in different ways. And honestly, I hope that is something that you received by listening to the podcast these last 4 years. What can I say about the things that I have learned? I've learned that in the process of podcasting, it's super important to make sure that your energy is good. Forgive me for the times that you've listened to this podcast and thought, man, she sounds like she's tired. I probably was. Or she sounds like she's half out of it. I probably was. It's a labor of love to get on this, airways and record the podcast and edit and all these different things. But I am 100% committed to making sure that my energy is 100%. I'm one of those people, a reformed people pleaser, but I've gotten to the point of, what do I want for myself? Do I want to put out something that sounds raggedy? No. And so I'm committed to making sure that every time I bless your ears with the podcast, that I'm giving you the very best of everything that I have. With that being said, there are going to be some new changes to the way that the podcast is done. We will still have guests when we have them. We will still do all the things, but I'm going to be adding segments. Now, here is the reason why I'm going to add segments. I think segments, one, help keep the flow of the podcast a little bit better, and just to keep everything and the energy where it needs to be. And so that is the new changes that will be taking place when we come back on break, which we are on a break right now. But again, we got to celebrate every little win. I am a firm believer that you have to celebrate all of the things. 4 years of continuing to show up, I didn't know if anybody would listen to the podcast, to be honest with you, but I felt the same way when I started my first blog. My first blog, I had maybe 10 people read it, the first one. Then over time, it got and it grew and grew and grew. Now I'm hitting 1 million, you know, readerships a year, and like I'm doing that, but it had to start from somewhere. And so for someone that's listening to this and saying to yourself, oh, I would love to start something different. I would love to start something new. I will be the first to tell you that it's scary territory to jump into something that you've never done before, but you have to go and you have to go forth in some things. Do you know how many times you tell yourself you're going to do, but you never seem to do? I need you to take some strength. I need you to take some gumption. I need you to take some energy. I want you to try your hand at something, right? And follow it through. There's so many people who have so many gifts and things that they bury on the inside of them because they don't want to, you know, they don't want to take that leap. Taking that leap is not always fun. When I wrote the blog for the very first time, I was scared to put myself out there. And now with the podcast 4 years ago, using my voice, it's easy for me to type. I'm a great writer in my own thoughts. I can edit very well. I've gotten so way better. I'm still going back and correcting some of the first blogs that I wrote. But when it comes to the podcast, hearing yourself when you're editing, hearing your voice, oh, it drove me crazy, but I listen to it because I want to make sure that whatever I'm putting out sounds the way that I want it to. Yeah, the way that I want it to. So here's the thing. It's never too late to start anything. It's never too late to start anything. So I don't want to hear about how old you are. I don't want to hear about how many or lack of resources. Listen, when I first, and I keep going back and forth between the blog and the podcast because there's so many similarities of starting something new. When I started the blog for the very first time, I didn't even have a laptop. I had no computer. I didn't have a laptop. I had a BlackBerry and I started on a BlackBerry. Then I got my first laptop. It was years down the line. And then the laptop that I'm on now, I believe, is about 3 years old now. So eventually I'm going to, you know, upgrade it again and decide what I want. But in the beginning, oh, baby girl, baby boy, whoever's listening, trust, I didn't have the resources. I couldn't afford to even get my laptop. And I probably could have afforded it. But at the time, it was just so, you know, in my mind, so hard. When I started the blog, I had my youngest now, she was a couple of months up to maybe closer to a year, because starting the blog came from talking to my therapist. And then with the podcast, it started during the pandemic. And there's so many people who started during the pandemic because we all wanted to do something different. We wanted to express ourselves creatively. We wanted to use our voices. It was a dark time. And many of those podcasters that started during the pandemic, some of them are going strong, God bless. And some of them have fallen off because now we back outside. So now this thing that we did when we were on lockdown, we kind of put to, you know, it's like putting that talent in and hiding it. For me, I've always known that I was going to do a podcast. I just didn't know how to do it. The first thing I thought was, what equipment do I need? How do I start this process? 4 years ago, I had a very strong conversation with JJ Ramberg. And if you've never heard of that name before, she is one of the creatives that started Good Pods. Now, if you've never heard Good Pods, which I find it hard to think that you haven't heard of Good Pods, because I have been very strong, communicator of Good Pods. But Good Pods, it's almost like you have Apple Podcasts, you have Spotify, and then you have Good Pods. The difference with Good Pods is that although it is a place for you to listen to podcasts, what makes it different is that you can follow me and I can follow you, and we get to see like who each other is listening to. So there's no more to say, hey, what are you listening to? What's a good podcast for me to listen to for, let's say, humor or murder mysteries or whatever the case may be. You now get to find and you connect yourself with other podcasters. You get to connect yourself with your friends and kind of see like what are some good suggestions. It's almost like the Instagram for podcasting. And if you are an indie podcaster, which means like myself, you're not one of the big major podcasters of the world, you're not making millions and millions of whatever things yet, not yet, you can go on there and literally grow your podcast because you just simply joined and have other people finding out who you are, getting to know you a little bit better, and of course, listening to the podcast. So I had a conversation with JJ and she began to give me this concept of Good Pods and telling me all the things. And so I was like, listen, I want to start this. What's the equipment? She, you know, she was so connected. So the weird thing about it was that she is connected to Samantha Ski, who is the CEO of Blogger. And I knew Samantha Ski because I'm a part of Blogger. I'm a part of She Media. And I didn't even know that this resource existed. So this is how you have to know how to really truly network and not be afraid to ask. So I sent JJ, I sent Good Pods because I just seen it pop up one day and I sent them a message. It was like, hey, how can I, you know, I just wanted to ask some questions. If you could just like give me a 10 minutes, because give me 10 minutes. I could pitch this. I just have a couple of questions. 10 minutes turned into an hour and we sat and we talked about the ins and outs of Good Pods and what she and the people who were making Good Pods behind the scenes were trying to do. And it ignited all the things. And when I tell you within, I want to say less than 2 weeks, I had the equipment. I had someone who was connected, who told me what to get. I had somebody that was connected, told me what to do. I found somebody to do my intro, as you heard on the show, as it begins every week. Through Fever, like there was so many different resources that are out there. So you don't have to have it all together. You don't have to know all the answers. You just simply have to be able to and be willing to ask questions. And so I discovered in my networking that I wasn't networking correctly because I had the resource in my hand the entire time. I have been connected with She Media for a long time. And to know that I already had the resources in my pocket really disturbed me, but also encouraged me. So what I'm going to tell you is that if you're starting something new, don't be afraid to ask questions. And here is the thing. When you ask a question, make sure you give that back to somebody else. Like, for instance, I pay it forward by giving people some information that I know, because I remember the time when somebody took an hour of their time and talked with me. I didn't even have a podcast at the time. Didn't even have a podcast and learned about Good Pods. And shortly after, I said, like I said, 2 weeks later, the podcast was born. Like, I got all the things together, put everything together. I didn't know how to edit in the beginning. I didn't know how to do all the things, but I just kept on going at it. And I say that continuously. I'm probably going to sound like a broken record, but I say that because do you know how many times people commit to something and they just give up on their dreams just because they're not seeing whatever it is that they're looking for? For me, I didn't really have a set goal. I didn't have a set goal for certain downloads or any of that, or followers or anything like that. For me, it was just like making sure that whenever I come on this microphone, that I come with the goods. Like, I come with the information, I come with the vulnerability, that I come with the lessons that I've learned, and bring other people on to express their lessons. And I'm going to be honest with you. Some of the people that I've had on the podcast, there are things that they've said that I was like, you know what? That ain't really something I would get down with or agree with. But it was a different, fresh perspective. Every perspective can't be all of my perspective, right? And that's just the way life works. We learn from other people, from other people's lifestyles. We learn from other people's mistakes. We learn from other people's fresh perspective. And so if you're listening to that, I hope that that is something that you take away. 4 years of saying happy Friday and encouraging you to know, listen, you might have had the worst week of your entire life. Like, I come on every Friday, I'm saying hi, checking in. Here are the good, the bad, and the ugly. Here's all the things that have gone down. And then continuing to do that almost every week. Now, you know, this is like a dream, like, for me to know that, again, I just kept going at something and I didn't quit at something just because, and not even just the whole not quitting, like not even just that, but just knowing that I'm taking my time to develop the craft, that I'm learning the things that I need to learn so that I can become better, stronger, able to handle all the things. And to me, that's worth so much. Like, it's worth so much. So since this break that we have had, since we are on our summer, I really won't call it a summer break because it's not even a full summer. Eventually, I will give you a date and let you know when I will be back. But I am coming back, and I'm coming back with some segments and all the things because, listen, organization is great. But during this time, I've really just been taking the time to continue working, to continue creating content, to continue to put together things in the back, behind the scenes, and really enjoy my children that they're on summer break. But can we just talk about something? I can't ever go into any episodes, whether this is a bonus episode or not, without having a mental health check-in. So I've been talking about this in the blog, and I'll talk about this now, is that how many of us, and you don't have to answer because you know you're not really seeing me, I can't see you, but think about this in the back of your mind. You know, summertime, a lot of us are a lot lighter, we're a lot freer, but then there's the times like I have been struggling off and on throughout the summer. Now, what do I mean by that? I have been in therapy for the last couple of months, and it's been weekly. Now, that's a beautiful thing, but here's the caveat. Because I've been in therapy once a week, and the therapy sessions have been pretty intense, oftentimes what I'm discovering is that I am having to do a lot of those mental pull, this mental work, and summertime isn't fixing it. Like the lightness of everything isn't fixing that. The free flowing of, you know, less time to be so, you know, on my schedule and having just a little bit more free time, that's not stopping the flow of how I feel. And so lately I've been on the struggle bus, getting off the struggle bus, getting back on the struggle bus, running beside the struggle bus, sometimes driving the struggle bus on my emotions, the things that I'm working through. Some of these things that I've been working through are some things that just were kind of laying dormant because I've been so focused on other areas of my life and having to take that time to like really get myself together, to get my mind together, to really just be, you know, in tune to what it is that I have going on. Oftentimes it can be a little intense. So I've just noticed the flow of my emotions, the flow of how I'm feeling. Even just like the episodic depressive modes that will come in and come on me. And again, my therapist has been helpful to help me navigate those things to figure out what it is I need to do. We are going back to getting Toy, making sure that Toy's whole, Toy's good. I hate talking to third person. So make sure I'm good, making sure that I feel strong, that I'm speaking up about the things that concern me, to be honest about the things that are happening around me. And that's why I say that, because there could be someone listening too who has said, I don't know what it is about this summer. The summer just seems a little bit more stressful, a little bit more harder. Just seems like there's so many emotional things happening. But I will say that I am enjoying the summer. It's not like it's, you know, I hate when people make it seem that when you say, okay, I'm dealing with this mental health issue, that people think that your life is like some type of like doom and gloom. It's not. There is so much joy that I do experience. There is so much lightness that I do have time to experience. There are times when, yeah, there are things that are heavy, things that are on my mind, things that press. But I also have the tools just from learning from therapy and things that, and different tools that I use, that I don't have to stay there. I won't be there forever. And on my worst day, like on the days where I feel like, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through from day to day, when I have those intense feelings, I just hold on to the knowledge that I've seen how life can be for me on both sides. And I know that eventually things will always turn, and always does turn. And so I'm grateful for that. So I just want to let somebody know, listen, if you're in the summertime and you ain't feeling this, you know, light and bright and happy and go lucky every 2.3 seconds and you're struggling a little bit, you're fine. You will be fine. You will be okay. But you got to find ways to help yourself for whatever it is you need. So just take your time. Be gentle with yourself during this time. Again, your mental health wellness issues doesn't have to overtake your world where you don't experience joy. I can't express that enough. Yes, I personally deal with depression. Yes, I personally deal with anxiety. Yes, there's so many different emotions that come on me on any given day. As much as I have progressed, there are times when things will step you back because healing is not linear. And so you can have a moment. You can have a moment and still be you. You can have a moment and still have growth. I think sometimes we feel like I shouldn't be here. I should be further along in my journey. This shouldn't be tripping me up. But the reality of it is like, listen, we ain't living, we dealing with real life stuff around here, and things be happening, right? Life be lifing. And you got to just take the time to care and take the time to just take a deep breath, take the time to do a wusa, all the things. But in these 4 years, this podcast alone has literally helped me in so many ways. The amount of people that I have spoken to, even celebrities that I've spoken to on this podcast, has really, really touched me in so many different ways. And I think about some of the guests that we've had. We've had some heavy hitters, and I wouldn't have even been able to ever have a conversation with them, ever learn from them, them learning from me, hearing perspectives of all kinds. These are things that I would have missed out if I would have just said, well, I have this desire, but I'm just going to put this on the back. Like, one day I'll get to it. One day I'll get to it. And today could be your day. It doesn't have to be a podcast for you. It could be anything that you have on your mind, on your heart, on your soul that really wants to get out. You have a dream. You have something you want to give to your community. I always say I'm trying to build community, not necessarily followers. And so for me, making sure that I stay honest and authentic to who I am is going to be the best way for me to reach whomever I am supposed to reach. Here is the thing about numbers. As much as we want, and we know that numbers do help when you're doing things and you're pitching to companies and you're trying to get, you know, monetizing certain things, 100%, I understand that 100%. But what this is the bigger part of it. What is the reason for me doing why and the things that I'm doing? What's my why? And I have been asking myself to make sure that I stay rooted and grounded into the reasons. For instance, even with the blog, even with like creating video content, a lot of my content is for mental health and wellness. I'm showing up in spaces that would normally give me anxiety. And I'm going to start talking about that a lot more on my social media, because when I go to do like content, like let's say I get invited somewhere and I'm doing certain things, I got to start letting y'all know what's going on in the background. For instance, I could be going to an event where, again, I didn't know anybody, or, you know, my core people that I normally would be around isn't there. And I still struggle. If I go and I work with a different or a new PR person that I've never worked with before, sometimes it's a struggle. So I am committed to showing that as well and talking about that as well, because so many people are like, oh my God, I love everything you do. You're always all over the place. You're just always having fun. And I'm like, yes, things are fun, but there are so many things that happen before I can even get to the location. Sometimes just dealing with my family, making sure that they have dinner and plating them. Sometimes I have plated my family on the way out of the actual door. And the anxiety of doing that, and then like trying to change and make sure your outfit's right, then you got to switch out of your outfits while you're making food and you're doing all these different things. It can be overwhelming. And I know that sounds like why, but when anxiety is real, you deal with anxiety, it's the little things that can trip you up. It's those little things that make you feel like, why am I even going? I've had times when I've gotten to a place and I wanted to just keep driving. Like after all the stuff that it took for me to get to a location and still feeling like I want to drive off because, again, I'm dealing with something that's new and unfamiliar. Sometimes unfamiliarity will be such a detriment to how you show up in spaces. And I just had to keep bringing, like sometimes I have to keep and bring anxiety with me. Sometimes I have to bring stress and all those things with me until it falls off, because if I commit to coming to something, if I commit to being something or doing something, I'm going to do it. Has there been things or times when I've had to deviate from the plan? Absolutely. I absolutely have had to do so. And sometimes it feels good and sometimes it doesn't. It's scary sometimes, like truly scary. But I am committed. Again, I keep saying the word commitment. And today, the word of the day is almost like playing Blue's Clues. The word of the day, was it Blue's Clues, Dora? Whomever, one of them cartoon characters my kids used to have me watching and listening to when I was my stay-at-home mom days. Ooh, that was a struggle. For people who say that stay-at-home moms don't really do work, I just need you to understand that that's a lie from the furthest part of hell. Wherever the hottest part of hell is at, that is the lie that is there. Because child, these kids will break you down trying to stay in the house, trying to take care of them. I don't even want to go back to that. But I will say that I am committed. The word of the day is commitment. Staying committed to the things that you put out. Staying committed to what you said you were going to do, not something that somebody else made you do, stuff that you wanted to do. And is it okay to decide to change the plan? Absolutely. But if you're changing the plan because you're scared, if you're changing the plan because you're just not seeing something happen, think about that. Like, you have to give yourself real thought about that, because at the time when you're just about to quit, it's always at that very moment when you're like, you know what? I'm not showing up. I'm not editing. I'm not going to keep doing this. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not worthy to show up in spaces because so-and-so is bigger than me. You got to stop worrying about who's bigger than you. And you got to learn that you are big in your own right. For me, I feel like if I could talk to the toy just years ago, and I've been in Philadelphia for about 13 years. If I could talk to that toy when she first moved here, the same toy who one had her own car, came in the door with her own car here in Philly with my daughter, found out that I was pregnant, moved in with my mother-in-law. People, can we say a classic amen right there? And then had to navigate a pregnancy with a toddler. All these different changes were happening at the same time. My mental health was depleted. If I could go back and tell that toy that every time that she cried and every time she got mad and every time she wanted to pack up her kids, and let me just say, I packed up my kids more times than I'm willing to admit. I packed up my kids more times than I'm willing to admit because I was so overwhelmed, so stressed, and didn't know how to verbalize what was going on. And I made so many people the issue. My mother-in-law is a problem. This person's a problem. When reality was that I was being purged. I had so many things I had to go through. I would never be at this point. I know it's easier to say it now, and it's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to go back and think, look how I got over that. Look how far the Lord brought me, or however far I've gotten. Like, you're supposed to be able to say that. But in the midst of it, if I could go back and just give that toy a glimpse, it might be easy to move forward. But we never get those glimpses. We don't get those glimpses to look ahead and say, oh, you know, I was out here struggling. I'm looking for a job, can't find one. Then eventually you go into the job that it's not even a job. It's the career you're supposed to be in. Like, you don't get to have those moments. So you have to work towards them. And in those midst of working towards those moments, in the midst of doing all those things, the pain, the stress, the agony of the things that you desire, but you don't see it. You don't see no way out. And my biggest of stay-at-home days, now mind you, I went to work after I had my oldest. Then the financial market was like, we're crashing and we're going to crash, and we're done. That's how I ended up my job, quote unquote, downsized. And I was one of the ones that downsized. And I knew it was easy for them to downsize me because, hello, I had a child that was very much sick. I was in and out the hospital every other week. And so, you know, it just made sense, I guess. But at the end of the day, going from a person who's been working since I was 14, like cleaning houses and things and doing certain things and babysitting, and going from like working jobs and like working hard and coming from hardworking parents to being a stay-at-home mom was so new. And everybody kept telling me, well, at least you're, you know, because my husband now, but he was my fiance then, he never let me want, like, I never had to worry about anything. Like, if I wanted it, I could swipe the card. It was never an issue financially. But the toll that it took on me mentally and emotionally, that price outweighed them swipes. Like, it outweighed it. If I could go back to that toy, who, again, didn't even have a laptop, who, again, had this dream to write, who, again, would have never saw myself writing an article for What Not to Expect or What to Expect When You're Expecting. I would have never thought I was writing for them. Who never would have thought I had articles written about me. These are things that happen because I couldn't see the glimpse and I had to keep going. So you may not be able to see your glimpse, but you got to keep going. I would love to hug that toy when she was at her wit's end, slamming doors, frustrated and crying, when she was changing diapers with tears running down her eyes, and her two-year-old running up to her, giving her and saying, it's okay, mommy. I would run to her and say, look what you've been able to do. this podcast is just another level of a testimony that, again, as hard as life seems, when life was giving me lemons and it wasn't no Beyonce lemonade, we wasn't, hot sauce in my bag, and we weren't doing all that. It was no rejoicing. There was no joy during those times, like when it was the roughest and I was in the midst of it all. There was no joy. I had felt none. I felt dark. I felt empty. I wanted to run. As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, I was running almost every week. I was running back home to my parents to go visit my family and friends because I just could not figure out how to matriculate to a new life. And it was almost like I was having like a midlife crisis, and I was only 20s, in my late 20s. But nonetheless, if I could go back and I could hug that toy, I would say, girl, look what you were able to do, but I can't. So here's what I'm going to do. I can't go back and hug that toy, but I can hug you mentally and let you know that in your most despair of moments, I know you are going to make it. I know you can't look ahead and see how your life is just going to blow up. My life literally blew up for me. Now, I know I'm not, the big influencers that's getting flued out every other week, but the things that I've been able to accomplish are blow ups, and God blew my life up in such a way that even I sometimes look and I'm like, I remember when I wanted this life. I prayed for this life. I'm still praying for the next life, like what my life is going to look like down the line. Like, there's so many other big things that I have in my mind and my heart to do, and I'm working every day to do it. But the toy that was back there that was in despair, that I didn't even have my hair done sometimes. My nails was raggedy. I was in sweatpants, hair all jacked up and crazy, just living in the house, just trying to maintain, just trying to keep my kids healthy, trying to keep my kids sane, sanity, trying to keep my child. They probably was fine. It was more me, right? I can't go back and hug that toy. I would love to, but I can't. But I can send you a hug for you in that moment. For you in your moment of like, I don't know what I'm going to do. What's my next move? What's my next move? What's my next move? The worst part to be in life is to say, what is my next move? Because that means in your back of your mind, you don't know what you're going to do and you don't have it all together. And trust me, no greater stress than not knowing how you're going to make it from point A to point B. And we're not just talking money. We're talking about all the things in life, just feeling like you really are, like, have your life together where you can stand on your own and do the things that concern you. And God forbid if you're in a move where you have to move because you have to move away from something or somebody, even if it's something that you put yourself into. Let me just say that one more time. Even if you have to move away from something or somebody, even if you put yourself into it, it's not easy, but you can do it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You give me such great joy. Sometimes y'all have been blowing out them numbers, and I'm sometimes in shock. Like, y'all really liked that episode. I'm grateful that you did, and I hope you found value in it. Just like I hope you find value in today's episode, today's bonus episode to celebrate 4 years of saying yes to me. And this isn't really just so like, ooh, about me. But put yourself in my spot. When was the last time you said yes to you? I said yes and answered the call 4 years ago, scared. Hearing my voice, oh my God, the first time I heard the episode, the first time you hit, you upload that episode and you know people are possibly listening to it. And then I would hear people say to me, oh, I heard your podcast. I listened to your podcast and I was like, ooh, it still gets me sometimes. Because I'd be like, girl, what did you think? Or dude, what did you think? And hearing my voice as I'm like in the editing process, if you've ever not had to speak up, or if you've ever been in public speaking and hearing your voice play back on something, it is nerve wracking. But I honor the commitment, and I am committed to making sure that my energy is the right way, that I'm bringing you the heat when you need it, and I'm giving you all the things when you need it. And again, never losing sight of talking about, why did that start this podcast? This is a blogcast, which is an extension of the blog, allowing me to use my voice to talk about the very things that I'm already on the struggle with, to talk about the things that I find joy in, to talk about the things that are encouraging, and to talk about some of these things that are happening on these internet streets. Because some of y'all have been out here since the last time we came together. I ain't going to take you there because we're almost done with this episode. But I promise you when we get back, we got some things to talk about. Because y'all been out here in these streets acting up on the internets. Nonetheless, thank you a million times over for just believing this podcast, sharing this podcast. And you say to yourself, how can you support? You're already doing it. You're listening all the way through. You're laughing at me, laughing with me, all the things. Sharing the podcast is a way to support, right? So you're listening, you're sharing, and leave a review. I love reading reviews. They're amazing because it's like, hey, if I'm doing something, you say, hey, I need you to tighten up here and do better. I'm going to read it too. And I pray if I even attempt to get offended, I'll try to remember that it's all criticism. It's good criticism because it can help you and make you a better person, a better communicator, a better podcaster, a better content creator, a better person in general. So thank you. Thank you for these 4 beautiful years. We are not done yet. We are coming back. We have season 11. I can't even believe I'm saying season 11. I don't know. Like, this is amazing to me. We will be back with season 11. I will give you a date. Not ready yet. I'm still enjoying my break. But I had to stop in today. I couldn't just post and say thank you for the 4 years. I could have did a little post. Listen, I got Canva on lock. I got Canva Pro, baby. And if you got Canva Pro or you got Canva, you know they just made some new changes. So that's just a little plug. And Canva, y'all come on in and sponsor, because I'm telling you right now, the way that they made them changes, boy, I'm telling you, you can do anything. Now I can really do some things. But either way, I could have just made something on Canva, which I'm obviously will to like this show. But I just want to say personally, you hear it from me first. Today is the anniversary of Conversations with Toy. I thank you. I honor you. Thank you to every guest, including the people in my family. I think I've had my mother and my brother. Yes, my mother and my brother on the show. I've had some celebrities on the show. I've had some real conscious thinkers, some amazing people who see life differently than I do. And we have all, in my opinion, learned to love and learn and grow. So without any further ado, thank you for rocking out with me during this episode of the bonus episode of Conversations with Toy. I will give you a date when we're coming back. Remember, we are changing up some things. It's going to be the same level of energy, the same level of conversations, but we are just going to add a little bit of, you know, razzle dazzle and tighten up the episodes even more. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This 4 years doesn't just belong to me. It also belongs to you. Thank you for listening to Conversations with Toy. We will be back soon. Don't have a date. But when we do, I will announce and we will come back for season 11. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you as always for joining me. And I know that even in the deepest or joyful conversations, that there's something we can learn and apply. Until next time, I hope that you are doing better. If not, we will be back to talk some more and handle it. Peace to you and yours. Stay grounded.